This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And shake, shall we? Or maybe shake and move. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day at 7 past the hour. Tuesday is upon us, the 7th of February. So we have one full week out of four. That would mean that 3 weeks from today will be the 1st of March. I got it all worked out. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Well, actually, it'll be the 28th, so we're working on trying to keep ourselves focused on the here and the now. For those of you who think in the past versus being in the present, can't do much about the future yet. Well, maybe you can. I'm thinking, I was doing an exercise actually last night, thinking about 4 years ago, where I was, who was in my life, what was going on in this program, how I was feeling about it, what were the goals and expectations that I had for me in my life. Could you do that exercise for a moment with me? Think about Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Can you remember 4 years ago what you were doing? Who was in your life? What was you were in college, right? 4 years ago?
Yeah, I would have been in college 4 years ago.
What do you remember about your life 4 years ago?
I don't know. It's so funny because when you're in college, you feel like an adult. And I remember one of my oldest sisters always telling me, well, just wait until you graduate. And I always used to get angry about it. But it's amazing how different it is, kind of living in the real world and living in college. But I guess I was busy doing work, playing water polo, and that was 4 years ago. I think I got surgery, actually, around this time. So that was not a fun time. But,
all right. So the reason, let me tell you why I'm asking the question. Thinking about 4 years ago, and then thinking about today, could you have foreseen 4 years ago where you are today and what you're doing? Who's in your life?
A lot of the same people are in my life, but I don't know. Some things I could have foreseen. I probably could have foreseen myself doing something along these lines. I was doing college radio, so it was something that I was already interested in, but I don't know. I don't think anyone could have foreseen the political situation.
No.
But I don't know, as far as what I do in my day-to-day life, yeah, I think I could have foreseen that.
Mm-hmm. I think there's just, I just think that we have so much angst among us, people worried about this, that, or the other thing, and I'm one who preaches being in the now, no question about that, but I just think that there's something about the past, which may help to foretell the future, but not always. And I think you start with your own life, looking at others, then maybe some people are not likely to get ahead. There are a lot of people who said, like you just said, I never would have seen Donald Trump being our president or Hillary not being our president, as far as that's concerned. Maybe what we need to do is take things one day at a time. That's probably the underscore here. There's no need to predict the future because there's joy probably in it. There's probably bitterness in it to a point. I'm looking at a letter that was sent to the Secretary of Homeland Security by the governor of Massachusetts. As most of you know, Massachusetts is one of my homes, California is another. I spend more time in Massachusetts on my farm than I do in California and consider myself to be a Massachusetts resident. The governor of Massachusetts is a Republican. The state legislative process is controlled by Democrats. So in order to get anything done, the governor has to, and the same thing repeats itself from Mitt Romney. Two very significant national politicians who are Republicans came out of the grist mill in Massachusetts. Mitt Romney is one of them, and Bill Weld is another in recent years. Bill Weld was around during the Clinton years. His term was coterminous with Bill Clinton's, and as far as being governor of Massachusetts for those 8 years. And Mitt Romney's was coterminous with George Bush. So the George Bush, the younger. So when you see or hear the focus on the or the attention of people is being given to the travel ban and to who comes into the country and who doesn't, we have lots of different points of view. The people in Silicon Valley are getting worked up about it because it'll affect their business. And these are, a lot of them are people that supported Donald Trump. And Trump said he wants to make businesses better. This may be, there's something about throwing mud against the wall and seeing what sticks that works. I think that we can all apply to our lives because that's how we, that's how the human condition actually works. You study things or you think about things and then you do things. Sometimes it's gut reaction. The presidency is so full of potential potholes for people who are even experienced. But when you're starting the job, it's tough. Now you can say, well, people are starting a new job ought to walk into it. They ought to look around. They ought to take their time. They ought to study things. Okay. That's an approach. Maybe works for some, but you got to understand the personalities we're dealing with here. And Donald Trump's style is not to do that. So he suffers the consequences, or perhaps we suffer the consequences, or vice versa. We get the benefit of that which works quickly. There are a lot of things that need to be changed quickly. Some things that will require more time. So I thought I would read you a little bit of the letter that was sent by the governor to the feds in Washington. He writes, from what I understand, the extent to which President's executive order on immigration will be enforced is currently before the federal courts and will be decided in that forum. While the litigation is ongoing, while other new policies such as the visa programs are being considered, I want to share my thoughts on the impacts that increased limitations on immigration and travel will have in our world-class academic institutions, our businesses, our hospitals, these important facilities that call Massachusetts home. I believe changes to the immigration policies are needed to improve national and border security. I wish to highlight some considerations the administration ought to weigh in pursuing any changes in order to minimize unintended consequences for the economy and negative effects that more restrictive policies could have on people who have followed the rules, who share our values, and who wish to contribute to our nation's success. And that's sort of where I am with this. It needs to be better defined. So in the letter, I actually ought to post this letter, if I can do that, on the one of our social media sites, Kara. It's about a five-page letter that goes into some of the things that are going on in Massachusetts as a result of the questions that come from this travel ban, which was badly crafted, badly presented, and is being, well, it isn't being enforced at all now because the Ninth Circuit has, I think, isn't it the Ninth Circuit or the Third? I think it's the Ninth Circuit, has held it up. And so anyway, what the governor says to his name is Charlie Baker, by the way, says in his letter, Massachusetts is a leader in health care. Two of the top six hospitals in the country are in Boston. We're home to five research hospitals. We're able to attract the kind of companies and our medical centers in large part because of our well-educated, more diverse workforce. See, this actually goes back to the Patriot Act as well. The Patriot Act got in the way of a lot of colleges getting people to come to them who are from outside of the country who would be a credit and would be a benefit to us to have here. Let's face it. Some Americans have just become, because we've made it so easy, that's one of the real problems we've had in the last 8 years, especially making it very easy for people to do nothing and get money. And so it became necessary to bring people in here to learn, to train, to do. And so one of the things that isn't being addressed by this move on the part of the president is this, and perhaps if you fix it, it fixes part of the problem that's coming from those who are worrying about the ban and the fact that it may slow down the need for us to have people come into our country who will do work that Americans won't. First of all, we have to stop making it easy for Americans to collect money and not do anything. And that's really one of the things that's not being discussed here. It's kind of like, shh, don't talk about that. Shh, no, we don't want to talk about that. But it is something that needs to be talked about. So anyway, Baker goes on and talks about the academic climate and the hospitals and that sort of thing. We also have a lot of high tech in the business area here, a lot of education. I think there are 140 colleges in Massachusetts. So Baker's asking for the administration to weigh the vital contributions that students and professors from other countries make to our system of higher education. And it is. This is a very unique place to build innovative new businesses, to come up with new ideas. There could be a new class of visas that Baker suggests. Baker thought this out. He and his staff thought this out. So I guess what we ought to do is encourage the administration in whatever way we can to move forward with part of the plan and keep the refugees here that will do good for us and who have proper papers and get rid of the ones that don't. And that's the real job here, as I see it anyway. Quick question in a moment to get you started thinking about our mystery news voice of the day after these words.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding. Stick a spoon in it. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Made with simple ingredients. Cozy Shack pudding. Absurdly delicious.
This Valentine's Day, forget the night out. Transform your bedroom into a luxury suite with Boll & Branch sheets. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our organic cotton sheets feel incredible, look great in your bedroom, and arrive beautifully packaged. Try them for 30 nights. If you're not impressed, send them back for a full refund. Right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
All right, so our mystery news voice that you're going to hear once we get finished with the projects we have going on at the bottom of the hour is someone who's very much in the news, former chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. You can start doing your homework based on that information, and we'll go from there. 21 after the hour.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Need to talk with all the rest of the ladies and gentlemen who are here. It's the 24 past the hour music portion of this hour of the program with a focus on Beyonce, who, even though she is pregnant, says, I will still headline Coachella because my public needs me. They want me. I have to be there.
She'll be in her third trimester.
I was going to say, she's going to be pretty pregnant at that point, huh?
Pretty pregnant. Yeah, I would say that's probably an understatement, right? Is she, this is her first baby, yes?
No, she's already got one, and she's expecting twins.
Oh, that's right, too.
Right.
I remember that. How big was she the last time? Anybody remember?
She gained a little bit of weight.
Oh, well,
I mean, she lost it right away. I mean, nothing crazy.
She looks kind of really pregnant now. In those pregnancy photos that she's already done, I guess it's because it's twins, but she looks really pregnant now. So by April, she's going to look like a house, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, she's going to, twins,
is,
you know.
Coachella the place you want to be when you're pregnant with twins in your third trimester?
Right.
I'm not
judging.
In the middle
of the desert, in the middle of
but
nowhere.
But there's a lot of pot smoke, there's a lot of drinking, I mean, there's just a lot of everything going on.
Well, I was thinking
sure this
the
is
heat,
going to
be really hot.
It's super hot, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they're thinking about the children or themselves, she and Jay-Z? What's the rendering?
I think she just when she has a commitment, she just honors it. I mean, that's sort of her reputation. She never misses shows. She never cancels. Like, she's never had vocal problems that a lot of singers have, and then they cancel half a tour. She's never done that. So, I don't know. I mean, it's April, so who knows? She might not even make it. But
so how much do you think the insurance policy is in case she can't perform? People are buying tickets. Do you think people would just buy tickets because she's there?
There are some people who will do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would guess it'd have to be in the millions, right?
I think it would be
an insurance policy to cover that?
Yeah, I would think so.
And I wonder who the backup is, because they're going to have to replace her.
What they should do is hologram her, and then they should bring back Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams, and they can have Destiny's Child back on
tour. I would go see that.
I would, too.
I would go.
Would you?
I love Destiny's Child.
Did you see that meme on the internet where they said it's not the first time Beyonce's carried two people?
Yeah. They've done a lot of memes with her sitting there pregnant. They did one. Yeah. I saw her. They put, like, superimposed her sitting at, like, a McDonald's, and they're like, what she look like
I
after
I saw
you?
That one. That was so funny.
After you eat the Big Mac, the fries, and the shake or whatever.
So you wouldn't be surprised if I got a call from these people asking me if I would be standing by in case Beyonce can't perform.
Well, clearly
perform.
The only person who could replace Beyonce at Coachella would be Doug Steffen. I mean, there it's a no-brainer. I mean, who else? They'd have to pay out millions of dollars if they didn't.
It won't be Taylor Swift, that's for sure. She hit the stage in Houston performing her first and what fans didn't know until it was already happening, her only show of the year. She said, as far as I know, I'm doing one show in 2017, and as far as I know, this is the one. So what I'm trying to tell you is by coming here tonight, you're essentially attending 100% of my tour dates for the year. So why would that be? Why is she getting the...
she must be back in the studio.
Maybe she's pregnant with twins.
Yeah. Who's she hanging around now? She's out with Calvin Harris now, right?
No. And then it was Tom Hiddleston. And now, I don't know if we know if she's with anybody.
After the death of Hiddleswift, she's kind of gone under the radar.
Which
so,
is smart.
Yeah, she right. needs to.
I mean, I'm not saying it's all her fault, but we paid way too much attention to her love life.
Yes.
Yeah.
It gave us all fatigue, I think.
Yes.
I all still right. love her, but gosh, I just don't care right now.
I think she's one of those people I find to be moderately passe, and you know how tuned in I am to all of that stuff. All right, so that's the story musically. Time's 28 past the hour with DJ V.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The hour now, second half hour this hour, the Good Day overview of what's going on in the world from my point of view. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Welcome to an in-depth overview conversationally of some of the important things today, at least from my perspective. And what's going on in Washington ought to take some of our time. Not all of it, not every day, but some of our time. So in the news voice quiz is a voice of someone who's currently very much in the news. You identify this voice, and you win a swell prize. Here's the first clip.
I've worked very hard on behalf of parents and children for the last almost 30 years to be a voice for parents and to voice for students and to empower parents to make decisions on behalf of their children.
All right, who is that? 888-302-3684, which translates to 888-302-DOUG. Here's another piece of this woman's mind, I suppose, through her voice.
I think we can work together, and we could work hard on making sure that college or higher education in some form is affordable for all young people that want to pursue it.
All right. Her message is not, shall we say, getting across particularly well. Here's the last clip.
I fully embrace equality, and I believe in the innate value of every single human being, and that all students, no matter their age, should be able to attend a school and feel safe and be free of discrimination.
Yeah, I don't think any of us have any arguments with that. Okay, so who is this person? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. If you can identify her, as I said, she's all over the place. She's been pretty, I never heard of her before, actually, this year. And then you kind of shake your memory a little bit, and you know the name. Anyway, she's controversial. Her image is all around us. Her voice now you've heard. So you can claim your own position here at 888-302-3684 and tell us who that is. You'll win today's swell prize. Meanwhile, back in Washington, President Trump's temporary travel ban facing a federal appeals court hearing today, as we hear in this overview.
The Trump administration plans to battle the legal stay on its recently imposed travel ban for immigrants. On Friday night, a federal judge in Seattle issued a nationwide stay on Trump's executive order, which temporarily stopped refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. Trump responded by questioning the opinion of the, quote, so-called judge who issued a stay on the order. Trump's response, which came in a tweet, said it was big trouble when a country couldn't control its borders. He also said certain Middle Eastern countries agree with the ban, but few foreign leaders have spoken out in favor of it. In a statement, Press Secretary Sean Spicer said the Justice Department will fight to defend Trump's executive order and said it's lawful and appropriate.
All right. Is it lawful and appropriate? This is the Ninth Circuit Court, by the way, it's hearing this, most liberal circuit court of appeals in America, headquartered in San Francisco. Again, there's a good side to this. So I like to look at it this way. I like to look at all these things. I hope I look at them with an open mind. I think there's some good in the ban and the suggestion of perhaps limiting the access that some people have from some places to this country. But you can't, it doesn't work to just make it sort of like the way it's done or has been done is not appealing, and that's putting it mildly to some. The decision is going to the Supreme Court. You can be sure of that. I mean, that's what's going to happen. But there were 60 or 70,000 visas that were canceled while the ban was in effect, which doesn't make any sense. That's not the way it works. You give somebody a visa because you figured out what they're all about, and see, and I don't know how we do this so that everybody agrees. I think at least we get a little bit more buy-in to this, so there isn't such a so much tension here. All right, so that's my read on it. What's yours? 888-302-3684. Let's see if we get an answer to who our mystery voice of the day is. We'll start with Devin, who's listening in Tennessee. To good day. Hi, Devin. Welcome in, sir.
Hi. Thank you very much. First
You're
time
welcome.
Caller.
Nice to have you on board. What are you doing? What's going on in your life at this very moment?
I'm actually in law enforcement, so right now I'm keeping the city of Humboldt safe.
Good for you. All by yourself, or have you got some help?
Oh, no, I definitely have help.
You do? All right, I was going to say, if you can do that in Humboldt, you're a hell of a man. You got to get from one side. How big is Humboldt? How big a town are we talking about?
I believe right now we have just under 10,000 people.
So how many police officers do you have for 10,000 people?
On a regular shift, depending on, you know, obviously it's different from days and weekends, but anywhere from 4 to 7 officers working on shift.
And during the slower hours, I'm assuming you're like an 11 to 7 guy. Is that what your schedule is?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, so how many are on duty? Yeah, how many are on duty at this time?
We have four officers tonight.
Four. Okay. And they're all in cars, or some of you have? What's downtown Humboldt like? I've not been. I've been around Tennessee, but I've never been to Humboldt.
It's not a bad place at all. It's not very large. The downtown area has really developed over the last couple of years. We do have a good mayor in place that's taking care of a lot of things. They're trying to build some new industrial parks as well. But
bring in business and industry into the town. Are you a native of Humboldt?
No, I'm not. I'm actually from Missouri originally. Moved down to Tennessee 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Going on 7, I believe.
Yep. And did you go to school to be a law enforcement officer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did. I graduated from Toledo, which is one of the top-ranked.
Yeah, it is. University of Toledo. Yeah, right. I went to school at Heidelberg, which is not very far from University of Toledo. Yeah, I do remember that. We have Heidelberg,
yeah.
I think, they got a pretty good
school.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you. All right. So, enough of the small talk. Who is the voice of the day that you heard?
I know that her last name is DeVos. I think her first name's Christy. Is it Christy DeVos?
Well, you're close. I'm going to, Kelsey, Kara, put Devin on hold for a second, will you please? Let me talk to Gary, who's out in Great Falls. Hi, Gary.
How you doing?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm freezing out here. We're
freezing.
Having winter this year.
I know. It's a tough winter. You got up to the big sky country, and when it opens up and the sky is clear, look out below for the cold air, right?
Yes.
Yep. All right, so whose voice were we listening to?
Betsy DeVos.
It's Betsy DeVos, yes, right. Yep, Devin was close. What do you think of her? I'm looking at her resume, and, you know, I understand the controversy about her. Do you understand the controversy, why it is that she's not acceptable to a lot of people, so they say, Gary?
Oh, I think they're just trying to fight what Trump's trying to do.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, you think she's okay?
But I think she's, yeah. But how do you ever know for sure? I don't know.
Well, you don't. You know? And so then the question comes up, could you find somebody who is more suited and wasn't so difficult to get through the system, someone that's a little more well-rounded? You know, and I think that's the challenge here.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Challenge. Yep. We came up with the same word at the same moment. We must be geniuses together. All right, Gary, hold on a second, and Kara's going to send you a nice prize. Give something to Devin, Kara, will you, too? Because I actually liked the conversation with him. And sound like a good guy, and he's maybe somewhat bored with his position at the moment, so we'll give him something to talk about for the rest of his shift. All right, 43 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding. Stick a spoon in it. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Made with simple ingredients. Cozy Shack pudding. Absurdly delicious.
Let's talk about blood flow for a moment. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as you get older. There's a way to support healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body to convert it into nitric oxide. Super Beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates. One scoop in water or a smoothie, and you're all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets works three times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. It's all about blood flow. I take Super Beats every day. I can feel the energy and stamina that it gives me within 20 minutes, and I'd like you to feel it too. Call 800-655-4183 and get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. It comes in regular or black cherry, plus a free book called Beat the Odds, plus free shipping. 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
If you're finally addressing your hearing loss, you know that custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade hearing aids at savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-396-1380. That's 1-800-396-1380.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, 47 half the hour now. Tom Brady's jersey is missing. Call out the police, call out the National Guard, call out the Marines. Here's the story. What happened to his jersey?
Well, I didn't. The jersey, yeah, I put it in my bag, and then I came out, and it wasn't there anymore. So it's unfortunate because that's a nice piece of memorabilia. So if it shows up on eBay somewhere, someone let me know. Try to track that down.
Just leave the bag around. What do you think's going to happen there, pal? All right.
Well, you can't even leave it in the locker room where you are?
No, somebody stole it. One of his teammates probably stole it, their wives or family or something. Speaking about the Super Bowl, Google used the Super Bowl to plug its home connectivity service, but the commercial apparently confused the systems in the homes of those who already have it. Listen to this.
Okay, Google, turn on the hall lights.
Okay, Google, turn up the music.
Okay, Google, what's a good substitute for karma?
Combine one part cinnamon and one part nutmeg.
Okay, Google, what sound does a whale make?
Okay, Google, what's the weather?
To be me stream. How do you say nice to meet you in Spanish?
Encantada de conocerte.
Okay, Google, dim the downstairs lights.
And, you know, the same thing has happened with Amazon. I think Amazon's is Alexa, right?
Alexa, same thing. Remember we talked about the heaters, turn up the heat?
Yeah.
What happened?
You know, if you tell someone, because apparently, I mean, I guess you can change the name that you can say, hello, Amazon, instead of Echo, but yeah. Alexa.
Alexa.
There's too many names. But if you have a kid who's named Alexa and you tell them to go to the store and buy something, or, you know, then Alexa will automatically buy it for you.
Lovely.
And I guess the same thing happens with OK Google, but because they said okay Google in the commercial, everyone's okay Google
right.
in their house.
Boom-bo.
Freaking out.
Yeah. The Kremlin has made it known to Fox News they want Bill O'Reilly to apologize to Vladimir Putin. You say, huh? Here's the story.
Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer.
Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why do you think our country's so innocent?
After anchor Bill O'Reilly called President Vladimir Putin a killer during an interview with U.S. President Donald Trump, the Russian government has demanded an apology from Fox News. According to Russia's state-run RIA news agency, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, "We think such words of Fox News correspondent are unacceptable, insulting. We would prefer to receive apologies to our president from such a respectable television company." Fox News and Bill O'Reilly have yet to respond to Peskov's comments. O'Reilly's comments came in an interview with Trump that was broadcast before the Super Bowl on Sunday.
We got killers are all killers. There's something in that acknowledgement that hasn't really been parsed particularly well. That is, I mean, I don't really care about the business of Putin, but what Trump acknowledges is something that I think is true, and we don't like to face that as much as we might. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Last night, Warren. Yeah, Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here with us on Good Day to talk about pets, how to handle your pets, what's going on in the world of our friends in the animal kingdom. One of those really horrible cats. I don't know what they call them. They're like ferrets, but they're cats. Somehow came down the chimney in my house and attacked me in my sleep. It was hard.
Didn't you have like a weird animal like that in your house in California? Didn't something come into the house recently because you left your doors and windows open?
Yeah. I don't know. It was that kind of a cat, but it was the...
So you said it was some weird-looking thing
like,
that...
Yeah.
Like a civet.
Yeah. What are they called?
A civet?
No. No, it's something else. But
you deserve it.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you do. All the negative things you say about cats all the time.
No, I took that back. I've changed my whole routine about cats now.
Oh, that's good.
I love cats.
don't know that you've fully been rebuilt.
Well, better than I used to be, anyway. So what's going on with the animals? A lot of focus on the situation in Louisiana with all the flooding and the dogs and cats and pets in general. How are they being taken care of?
It's just devastating. I mean, there's just so many animals loose. In fact, I just recently, you know, my Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund tries to help organizations that are really small. Here's an email that I recently got. This is amazing. Here's the devastating info that I received. This is from a group in Louisiana. The shelter opened the kennels and had to release all of the dogs to avoid drowning with the quickly rising water. That means all of the dogs were let loose. The SPCA sent humane law enforcement officers to help, but they hit water 4 miles out, so there was nothing they can do. Now volunteers are coming together and trying to get these dogs back in and get them back at the shelter, but they had no option. And it's interesting, Doug. Someone wrote to me, well, it's the shelter's fault. Weren't they prepared? The water came up so fast, so rapidly. It's a 100-year-old storm. No one had the opportunity to prepare. Hopefully the dogs will be reunited with at least a shelter and finally their homes.
So what? How can people give to help through Hugs and Kisses, your fund?
They can make a donation. It's a 501c3. It's all tax deductible. HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org. HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org. Let me just tell you something. I very rarely talk about it. The Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund was set up after my first wife passed away in 90. And the bottom line is there's no salaries. There's no expenses. I give them my office every single penny that comes in goes out. In fact, our logo, Doug, is to be the poorest humane society in the world based on the fact that if there's money in the bank, then I'm not saving every animal I can.
Yeah. All right. It's hugsandkisses.org. Hugs and Kisses Fund.
Hugsandkissesanimalfund.org.
Hugsandkissesanimalfund.org. Can we, Victoria,
post
that?
Yep, I'm on it. Yep.
Put it on Twitter and Facebook. Hugs and Kisses Fund. What is it?
Your Animal Fund.
Animal Fund. What's wrong with me? Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. org. In a moment, we check a couple of other important stories about your pets here. Good day.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-515-6417 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-515-6417. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-515-6417. That's 800-515-6417. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-515-6417 for your free author submission kit.
All right, Warren, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to say nothing but good things about cats. For example, here's a fat cat in Russia, lives in the Ural Mountains, 6-year-old cat, weighs 50 pounds, 27 inches long, has a 27-inch waist. Good God, the waist is as big as the cat is long. Has a 6-inch whisker span, eats 3 Frankfurters a day. Have a little bit of milk as well with the hot dogs. So, you ever see a cat that big? What's the biggest cat you ever saw?
Probably in the 30-pound range, you know. But, you know, people don't realize that if you have a cat, the average cat weighs maybe 10 or 12 pounds, mm-hmm. not even, probably less than that. Yep. If they just add 2 pounds to that, that's 20% of the cat's weight. Can you imagine if we did that? So a 50-pound cat, unless it's some rare breed of cat from Siberia that I don't know about, is way, way overweight, and they have the same problem with people. In fact, I just recently did an interview with a woman who specializes in rehabilitation for obesity. Cats and dogs. It's a big problem. Number one problem vets see in the country is canine and feline obesity. Get them in shape.
Stop feeding them so much and let them run around. All right, hugsandkissesanimalfund.org. All right, take care of the dogs and the cats down in Louisiana through Warren's nonprofit. 59 past the hour. Warren Eckstein here in Good Day.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before.
In Bookster on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.